Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this Thursday, the 19th day in May of 2022. I'm your host, Michael Kimmett, as always, bringing you four of the most crucial current events in cyber and technology that you need to make it through this, your Thursday. And we're going to start in Spain, where the police have announced the arrest of a dozen people in an association with cybercrime, including phishing, stolen bank credentials, money transferring that are related to laundering, as well as what is known as money mule accounts and fraudulent personal loans. There are another seven individuals that are being investigated for crimes by the Spanish police. And the police do say that these actors stole at least $500 from at least 150 victims as part of their attacks. So doing the math, that is at least $500,000. We see governments like Spain cracking down on these rings of individuals. It's not one person in a basement committing crime. It's at least, in this case, 12, possibly up to 20 people that are involved in this organized crime that involve stealing your credentials, committing fraud in your name, and basically stealing from you or using you to steal money from others. We're going to move on to Microsoft, who is warning that there is a new hacking campaign that criminals are engaging that seek to exploit what is known as MS SQL or MS SQL servers. Now, MS SQL servers are great databases, and there's a legitimate tool called sqlps.exe, which is a PowerShell binary used for managing these servers. And unfortunately, threat actors are abusing this tool to launch brute force attacks against poorly protected instances. So, what that means to the average person is that databases are being targeted by criminals because sometimes databases are not properly protected. What that means if you're a database manager is criminals are scanning you. They are coming after you if you are poorly protected. So review best practices. Specifically, what you can do is set up monitoring to see which user accounts are operating the sqlps.exe tool in your environment. And if there's anyone who shouldn't be operating that particular executable, then you need to flag that activity and review because you may be being attacked by these criminals that Microsoft has detected. We're going to move on to everyone's favorite. Yes, we're going to talk about WordPress, which is a fantastic tool that people use to create content, curate content, and deliver it online. Has plugins to help its millions of users develop their own unique content. These plugins often help with a variety of functions, ranging from managing customers and commerce to fonts and themes. And one of these plugins, Jupyter, is vulnerable. The Jupyter theme and Jupyter X Core plugins have a flaw tracked as CVE-2022-1654 that allows anyone to bypass authentications, becoming an administrator. And that means that criminals can log into, make changes to, steal data of, and manipulate over 90,000 different microsites, including blogs, magazines, and personal websites that use this WordPress plugin. So if you use Jupyter Theme or Jupyter X Core, you need to patch now because criminals are actively exploiting this flaw to become an administrator on your site. We're going to end today in Zambia, where the Bank of Zambia was hit with a ransomware. Just 10 days ago, the Bank of Zambia, on the 9th of May, impacted ransomware, and it was not disclosed what ransomware it was. The bank says that some IT apps were impacted, but that everything now is good to go, fully recovered. Research has demonstrated that this is the Hive ransomware. The Hive ransomware is known for high-profile attacks against financial institutions and large companies. They try to steal data and exploit users and victims into paying lots of money. And interestingly, the Bank of Zambia is making news not just for being attacked by Hive ransomware, but for their response. Now, the bank says that the bank's core systems were not impacted, so they didn't feel the need to engage with threat actors, in this case, Hive ransomware operators. But they did. They sent many, many links to male genitalia to these actors, showing the actors just what the bank thought of their actions. And the bank director would not confirm that they conducted this activity because some researchers thought, well, a bank wouldn't respond with such lewd material. Surely these accounts or these interactions between the criminal and presumed bank have been hijacked. But the words of the bank's technical director suggest that someone at the bank did in fact send these links or images, saying that they had, again, protected the bank's core systems and that they've shown the ransomware operators how they feel about their actions. That'll do it for me today. Thank you all so very much. Have a fantastic and outstanding Thursday. We'll see you bright and early tomorrow on Friday. Hopefully, you have just one more workday in your week. Until then, stay safe, stay strong, and stay healthy. Michael Kimmett signing off. Ciao. Welcome back, listeners. Today's tip of the cap goes to a dental college student, Kevin John Epps Jr. of Valdosta, Georgia. He recently was awarded the 2022 Outstanding Student in Science and Mathematics Award at Valdosta State University, where he graduated with honors. Not only did Kevin graduate with honors, but he was the member of multiple honor societies and, given his passion for dentistry, helped volunteer his time and commitment to arrange to engage the community, helping low-income individuals and families get the dental care that they need. And so this will allow him to continue his education to hopefully become an oral surgeon. And so for you, Kevin John Epps Jr., a sincere tip of the cap for pursuing your dreams, including your community in them, and showing that you are willing and helping others along the way. And please, keep on dentisting.